Okay, today's daf is Vavasu daf Yud Gimel. We left off in daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. We are holding out the two dots about, what is it? 15 lines before the end of the page. Amar Rav is the last two words in the line. Okay, gotta catch my breath here. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yishub. Shita Chelek B'chor V'Chelek Pashut. Yavin Le'achad Mitzra. If a guy is a B'chor, so he gets Pishnayim, he gets twice as much as his brother. So the two fields that he gets are considered one unit in the sense that he's entitled to get them both right next to each other. He can get them echad mitzvah. Yava mai. However, the halacha is when someone does yibum, he also gets a double portion because he gets his own chelik in the Yerusha plus his brother's chelik in the Yerusha that he's taking the place of. So the shaila is, is he entitled to get those two fields right next to each other as well, or do we say that no, it's only by a Bukhar where he gets Pishnayim? So like catch my breath. Okay. So says the Gemara. Amar Abaye, hihi. So Abaye says that it's the same thing. There's no reason to differentiate. My time, Bukhar Kari Rahmana, because even by Yavam, the Torah calls him a Bukhar. So since the Torah calls him a Bukhar, he should have the same din as a Bukhar. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Amar Krava Vahaya HaBukhar. Haviyaso KeBukhar Vein Chalukaso KeBukhar. It doesn't just say Bukhar, it says Vahaya HaBukhar, which implies that Haviyaso KeBukhar, he has a status like a Bukhar, but he doesn't get a Chaluka in terms of the Yerusha, in terms of dividing the Yerusha. He's not completely like a Bukhar. So for the Yerusha, he's not going to be like a Bukhar. So now the Gemara is going to tell several stories regarding the issue of Kofen al Midas Sedom, meaning where it seems that if you divide a certain way, one guy would benefit from it, the other guy would not seem to lose from it. Can you force the other guy to agree to such a chaluka? So who does of an ara a mitzra de Beinashia? A guy bought land right on the border of Beinashia. So what's Beinashia? So Tulsa says a mitzra de Beinashia is the gar spasar hachri amri achvasa imkein Beinashia hainu chamav. Right? Some have the girsa after this when we deal with who he's contending with, of Amri Achvasa, in which case Beinashia would mean his father-in-law, Velo Hayu L'chamav Banim, and his father-in-law didn't have any sons, Ki Im Banos, he only had daughters. V'istigaris Amri Achi, Im Kein Beinashia Hainu Aviv. Others say that no, the people he's contending with are brothers. If the people he's contending with are brothers, then this land must have been land that belonged to his father, and he was Yorish together with his brothers. So either way, he buys a piece of land right next to land that just was Nofel B'Yerusha and has to be split amongst several siblings. So Kikapalgu Amle Pligli Amitzray. So he asks very reasonably, look, when we divide the land, give me as my chelik of the Yerusha the land that's right next to the border of the land that I just bought. So I'm a rabbi, Kigonze Kofno Midas Sodom. So Rabbi says, okay, that sounds like Midas Sodom to withhold it from him. Why does anyone else care if he gets the land on the border? Let him get the land on the border, and to insist that he doesn't would stand be Midas Sodom would be a problem. Now what's interesting, is that a Dindar Raisa Kofno Midas Sodom or is that a Dindar Rabbanan? So Tulsa says, Tema Lurid, the rabbi Amayitzruch Kra Bibuchar Diavim Layachad Mitzra. According to Rabbah, that Kofen al Midas Sodom, why by a Bechor do we need a Pasuk to indicate that you get a Chad Mitzvah, that the Chelek Bechor and Chelek Pashut are gotten right next to each other, if it's Kofen al Midas Sodom? Now, from the very question of Tosfos, it's evident that Kofen al Midas Sodom is Din D'oraisa, because Tosfos is asking, if we hold the Svara of Kofen al Midas Sodom, why do we need a Pasuk to tell me that that a Bechor gets his two Chalakim right next to each other? What do you mean, why do we need a Pasuk? Maybe to teach me that it's a Din D'oraisa. Maybe Kofen al Midas Sodom is only D'rabbanan. Elamai, you see that Tosfos very clearly holds Kofen al Midas Sodom is Din D'oraisa. Where do we learn such a Din D'oraisa from? The Din of Kofen al Midas Sodom, some stam, it's a Svara. There are dinim d'oraisa that are learned out from svara, as we've pointed out in the past. The very notion of kal v'chomer is a svara, and we derive many dinim d'oraisa from kal v'chomer. So there are svaras from which we learn dinim d'oraisa. We have the concept l'mali kras svara, who the Gemara will occasionally say, "Why do I need a pasuk? I have a svara. Svara is in ways, certain ways, just as strong as a pasuk." So maskel Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks on Rabba. Amri le'achi ma'alina le'ilavya ki nichse de'be bar merion. the brothers Kataina, right, the other Yarshim Kataina, no, we're going to treat that land like the Nichsei de Bebar Meryon, and therefore we're not interested in you having that land right next to the border. What does that mean? We treat the land like Nichsei de Bebar Meryon. So says Rashi, what does that mean? Ma'alina le'ilavai, lanu himishu bachas ki karka osof shel bar Meryon. We don't have to explain why we like certain lands more than others. It may look like all these fields are of equal value, and what difference does it make who gets what, but we have a special liking to that land. And in our eyes, that land is as special and unique as the karka of Bar Meryon, Shayumu Ulos, who had very special karka. So, Umestavra Hadrav Yosef Sadabal Sheikhol Lomar Pam Shazumus Barechas Mishar Sados. And says Rashi, it makes sense that when Rav Yosef is saying this, it's talking about a Sde Baal where sometimes the field is just going to get more bracha than the other fields. There has to be some hint of an explanation as to why one field would be better than others. Anyway, that's how Rashi understands. Tosus understands differently. Tosus says, Ve'in nira, degam osim shetzarech lahashkos misparechas achas me'am pam yoser sha'achas loka b'shidufin v'achas ein loka. Why did it's dafka got to be a sadabal that one of them sometimes does better than the other? Even if you have a field that you have to irrigate, that you have to water, still sometimes one does better than the other. Sometimes the nutrients are a little better, sometimes one gets some sort of plague or gets struck by animals coming and eating things up or whatever. There are things that could happen, because wind blasts, whatever it might be, things that could happen to one field and not to the other. So there are always reasons that one field might have more atzlacha than another field. No, when they say it's like Nichsei Dvar Meryon, they're saying that we're not going to give you the rights to this field unless you pay handsomely for it, unless you pay a lot of money for it. Like the Bar Meryon, who were a very wealthy family, and they would not sell real estate unless they received a very, very steep fee for the field, for the real estate. So that's what they're saying. They're a lot of taina. You know what? For us, this field is very valuable, and we're not going to sell it to you unless you give us an extraordinary amount of money. V'hilchsak Rav Yosef, and the halach over here is like Rav Yosef, that we don't say Kofen Amidah Sodom, the brothers container, for whatever reason, we like this field more, and even though it's on your border, we're not going to give it to you. Next case, Trei Arasa Trei Nagri. If you have two lands right next to two irrigation canals, right, so each one has its own irrigation canal. Amar Rabba Kigon Zeh Kofen Amidah Sodom. So Rabba says, look, each one has its own irrigation canal. So this is a classic case of Kofen Amidah Sodom. Why would one of them be any better than the other? So if one of the brothers has a field next to one of these fields, let him get the field that's neighboring his own, right? Might as well. We're not losing anything by giving him that field. So Mask for Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, what do you mean Midas Dom? Zimnin Dahai Midvil V'haylo Midvil. Sometimes one of the waterways will dry up and the other one won't dry up. And therefore, sometimes one of them might actually turn out to be better than the other. Vilchsak Rav Yosef over here. Also, we pass on like Rav Yosef that we're not going to say Kofen al Midas Sodom in this case, that we're going to maintain that the brothers can stop the guy who has a neighboring field from receiving that field. Tarti Achad Nagra, what if two fields share the same waterway? Now over here you would think, for sure Kofen al Midas Sodom. Why? Because you can't say one of the waterways will dry up for one of the fields and not for the other. They share the same irrigation canal. So it's not going to, if it dries up for one, it dries up for both. Both fields are going to have the same fate. So Amar Rav Yosef Kigon Zeh, Kofen al Midas Sodom. So Rav Yosef, who up until now kept on saying, we're not going to be Kofen al Midas Sodom, he says, in this case, Kofen al Midas Sodom. Maskev, meaning you got to give it to the guy. Maskev Abaye Matzi Amar Ba'ina Da'afish Harisi. Abaye says, really? Maybe I can come up with a svara why the brothers might not want the guy with the neighboring field to receive that field. Because what's the whole svara why the person who has the neighboring field wants that field? You don't have to hire as many workers if you have one continuous plot of land as you do if you had two separate plots of land. So maybe the brothers could say, No, we'd rather have more workers hanging around this area, because the more people there are around this area, the less susceptible we are to ganavim and to animals coming into the field and things like that. So we want you to have to hire more workers, because you hire more workers, it will be better for the whole neighborhood. It will be better for our fields as well. So maybe it's not really midas sedom for them to insist that they don't want to give the neighboring field to this fellow. So says Mar v'hilchsa krav Yosef afushel av milsehi. The halacha is like Rav Yosef, that in this case we do say kofen al midas sedom. Having more workers doesn't mean anything. It's completely insignificant in halacha and in terms of their ability to force, and they cannot force him to take a different field. Says the Gemara, chad gisa nagra v'chad gisa nahara. So as you can see from the diagrams, this is Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, what the case is. Either the case is, if you look in the diagram and you're right, like Rashi says, that the eastern side of the field has a river, and the northern side of the field, in old maps, you always have east on top and north on the left. It was changed a couple hundred years ago, where they started drawing north on top. But it used to always be east on top. So in the diagrams you can find in Gemaras, you'll always have east on top. So the eastern side, but over here it's Slav Dafki, east, east, northwest. It doesn't make a difference. It's just one direction versus one direction. Right? So over here, you have on the northern side of the field, you have a Nagra, you have an irrigation canal. On the eastern side of the field, you have a river. So if you're going to split the field straight down a line, a horizontal line or a vertical line, one guy is going to end up with a lot less water than the other guy. It's certainly better to be closer to the waterway and to border right on the water. So if you split it either a vertical line or a horizontal line, one guy's going to get messed up. Even if you split a diagonal line, one guy's going to get the Nahar, the other one's going to get the Nagra, and that's not fair either, because a Nagar sometimes dries up and Nahar doesn't. Nahar is Tov min a Nagar, Rashi says. It's better to have a river than it is to have a Nagar. So the most ethical way to split it is how Rashi does it, by making 8 different sections and switching off Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, Shimon, Reuven, Shimon. And that way, everyone has, both guys have 1/8 of the land bordering on the Nahar. Both guys have 1/8 of the land bordering on the Nagar. And in terms of the rest of the land, you don't just split it 50-50, because the distance to the Nahar and Nagar also has to be the same for the rest of the land. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos has a much more simple diagram, much more simple explanation. The Nahar and the Nagar are on two opposite corners of each other, so you split diagonally right along the lines, that the, because they're opposite each other, they're not next to each other. So since they're opposite each other, you split diagonally, and you split the Nahar and the Nagar in half, essentially, and each side gets half. And that way, it's an ethical distribution of the Nahar and the Nagar. Fine, period. Next sugya. Veloas atraklin. The Mishnah said that you can't, that a traklin, a palace, is something that's in badin chalukah, right? We're discussing about things that you can force somebody to split and things that you cannot force somebody to split. So we had mentioned that lois a traklin or a morin or a shovach or a talus, unless there's kedelozeh or kedelozeh, unless there's enough space for each partner to get a reasonable amount of living space. So ein ben kedelozeh kedelozeh mahu. So what happens if you have something that is ein badin chalukah, that does not have enough for each? If you split it in half, each person will not have enough. It will not be a substantial amount for each person. What do you do then? So, what do you mean, what do? Just don't split it. No, so let's say one of them wants to get out of the partnership. They're not interested in staying in this partnership. Is there any recourse? Is there anything they could do to get out of a bad partnership? So, Rav Yehuda Amar, Is Dina de Gura Agud. Rav Yehuda says there's a din called Gura Agud, and that's what they're allowed to do. What is Gura Agud? So, Rashi says, Zesh Rotza Lachlok, the guy who wants to divide, Omer Lezesh Sheina Rotza Lachlok, can tell the guy who doesn't want to divide, O kotz li damim ukne lecha chelki, o ani akotz damim v'ten lecha b'chelkecha. One part, Reuven can tell Shimon, one partner can tell the other, I'm giving you a choice. One of us is going to buy the other one out of his portion. I don't care who. I'll buy you out, you buy me out, whatever you want, it's fine. But one of us has to buy the other one out, and Shimon has to listen. Shimon has to make a choice whether he's going to buy Reuven out or whether he's going to allow Reuven to buy him out of the portion. That's the din of good or agud. It says Tosus near Lurida filu bedamim yikarim har beyosim yishavyo yachal amar al good or agud. Reuven come over to Shimon on $1,000 property and say, look, I want to buy you out for $10,000 or you buy me out for $10,000. Meaning he can make up an exorbitant sum of money and say, as long as he gives Shimon the choice. Shimon is likely to say, $10,000, you buy me out for $10,000, right? But it doesn't have to be the exact value of the field. He can pick whatever sum of money he wants, as long as he gives the choice to the other party. Says Tosos ve'ein nir l'ritzva, but the ritzva doesn't like this. Dim kein yachal l'salik echal eschaver al yidei iloy damim. Because if you were able to do that, right, the gears on the side is kal asher yisalik ani shutvo b'davar shem b'din chaluka. That every asher will be able to get rid of his partner who's an ani and always keep the ani out of owning any real estate. All he's going to do is pay more money than the ani can afford. He'll make up a sum of money that he knows the ani can't afford, and he'll knock him right out of the land. And that's not fair. If the ani wants to invest in real estate, he shouldn't be forced out of the investment just because the other guy has more money than him. So the ritzva would hold that, no, it has to be a fair market value of the land. Again, you have the choice. You can say, good or well, good. Give the guy the choice to buy out or be bought out, but it has to be for fair market value. It can't just be some random number that you chose to say good or well, good. Rav Nachman Amar Lestin the good or agud. Rav Nachman says there is no such din of good or agud. So the Gemara is going to work on rayos about good or agud, or whether we say good or agud or we don't say good or agud. So right away, Amalei Rav Rav Nachman the didacht Amar Lestin the good or agud becharu pasha sheniachlen avien evru behema tmeya ketarosin. If you don't hold of the din of good or agud, what happens when you have a bechar son and a regular son whose father leaves them an eved and a behemoth tameya and a non-kosher animal? So now, what do you do? How do you have an equitable distribution, split of the two? What do you mean, how do you split the two? Very simple. You have the Eved work for one guy. It's not and behemoth tameya, it's or behemoth tameya, meaning whatever it is. If you have things that you can't split, you can't cut. Why behemoth tameya? Because if it were a kosher animal, shachtin has split the meat. Right, but it's a non-kosher animal. So all it's good for is the work. So how are you going to split it? You cut it in half, it's going to be dead and totally useless. So how are you going to split how do you split an eved? So he said, very simple, how do you split an eved? You don't need one guy to buy the other guy out. Have him work for one guy one day, and the other guy another day. So you split it that way, you split his days of work. And that way it's a fair split of an eved or of a behema. The Tosla says, Tema, Amay Nakar Pacharu Pashut, V'lo Nakar Pashutu Pashut. So we understand why we chose the case of Eved or Behema. Why do we pick that it's a Bachar and a Pashut? Say that it's a Pashut and a Pashut. It's two regular sons that are splitting something. Isn't the whole point that how do you divide these things? Who cares whether it's a two-thirds, one-third chalukah, or it's a half-half chalukah? Why would we overcomplicate matters and pick a case of a two-thirds, one-third chalukah? Just make it a very simple case. Make it a half-half chalukah, a pashut u pashut. So it says, Tosos Vom Rabbi Natam, Do pashut u pashut nichle shiavu l'zei yom echad l'zei yom echad. By pashut u pashut, everyone's good having him work one day for this guy, one day for that guy. Aval b'char u pashut kashle im yavu b'char beiz yamim, harei natal What's going to happen when you have a Bukhar Pashut? It's a big chiddush that you can have such a distribution. Have the Bukhar work for the guy, have the Eved work for him for 2 days and the Pashut for 1 day. Because it turns out the Bukhar is getting more than twice the Pashut then. Why? He's getting 2 days to the Pashut's one. Let's say you have a place, a center of business, where you can get really good deals and make a ton of money if you could just get there within a 3/4 day journey to get there. So for the Bechar who has 2 days in a row of the service of this animal, so he'll be able to get there in 3/4 of a day, spend a half a day there, make a lot of money, and come back in 3/4 of the day. The Pashut's never going to be able to take the trip. because he could never get there and back in time to return the animal back to the Bukhar. So you might say this is not an equitable chalukah, because the Bukhar is getting more than Pishnayim. By the fact that he has 2 days, he's able to do things. It's not just he's getting twice the time. He's able to do things that the Pashut will never be able to do. So that's the Chiddush, that even though it's a case of Bukhar or Pashut, still that's considered a fair distribution. There is a major chakira in the Achronim, regarding the din of Gud or Agud. There's a machlokas Rishonim whether the din of Gud or Agud is din d'Oraisa or din d'Rabbanan. The Chuvus Rashba says that it's din d'Rabbanan. The Kiryas Sefer says that it seems that it's a din min haTorah. Within the Shitas HaRashba, the Shira Rabbi Shmuel has a chakira. What is the nature of the din of Gud or Agud? Is it a din in Chaluka? That just like when we have a Sada Shi Yeshba din Chaluka, so I can force you to be Chalik, I can force you to divide the field. So over here too, when we have a Sada She'inba din Chaluka, I can force you to do a Chaluka, not by dividing the physical field in half, but by dividing the physical field from the money, the value of the field. You can either take all the money, and I'll take the physical field, or you take the physical field, and I'll take the money. But it's a din in Chaluka. And one partner can force the other partner to divide just like to divide in this way, just like you could you, when you have a Sadash Yeshba din Chaluka, one partner can force the other partner to divide the physical field in half. So it's just an extension, midirabanan, of the din Chaluka. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that it's not a din Chaluka, it's a takaran d'rabanan, that when there is no din Chaluka, each shutaf can be tovar from the other to make a kinyan on the field, to be maknehim the other half of the field. So it sounds very similar. What kind of chakira is this? You need a nafkamina to really crystallize the chakira. So the nafkamina would be as follows. Do you need the guy who's being forced into this chalukah, do you need him to make it, to say rotsani, to ultimately be willing? Meaning, originally, obviously, the person says, I don't want to do it. Do we say kofenos hachem or rotsani, but you need a rotsani out of him? You need him to say that he's willing to do it? Or do you not need him to say he's willing to do it? If it's a din chaluka, so he doesn't have to be rotsani. There's no such din of rotsani. We're kofenos and that's it. We divide the field and he's got to do it. It doesn't make a difference. But if it's a din in a kinyan, so then you need the das kona, das makna. Then you need the person who's making the kinyan and who's being makna to have the das to do it. So you need his sense of rotsani. So that's enough nafkamina in terms of this basic chakira and what the mechanics of the din of good or agud are. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Meisvei. We'll ask again, trying to bring rayas, whether we say the din of good or agud or we don't say the din of good or agud. So we have the following case. Misha chetzio avid v'chetzio ben chorin. You have someone who's half slave, half free man. How do you become a half slave, half free man? Someone was an eved was bought by partners. Together they bought an eved. Then one of them was meshachar the eved. So now the eved is half free because one of his masters was meshachar him and half slave because the other one was not. Ovidus Rabbi Yom Echad V'Satzma Yom Echad Divir Beisil. So Beisil says he switches off from being a free man on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays he's free. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday he's an Eved. Shabbos he's off anyway. Fine, they divide it that way. Veshami Omrim Tekantem Es Rabbo V'Satzma Lo Tekantem. Veshami says, no, wait a second. You were misakin the Rav. You didn't help him out though. Meaning, okay, so the master's got it all figured out now. He'll get the service of this guy for 3 days a week. But this guy's life is going to be miserable because Lisa Shivcheinu Yachal. He's unable to marry a shivcha because he's half ben chorin. Lisa bas chorin enu yachel. He can't marry a regular girl because he's half eved. So yivatel, what, you don't want him to get married? The world was created so that we can multiply, be fruitful and multiply. How do I know? Shenemar, because the pasuk says. And what do you expect the Gemara to quote? You expect the Gemara to quote Puravu milu asaretz. But no, the Gemara quotes a different pasuk. After all, the pasuk says, the world wasn't created to be empty, it was created to dwell in it and to populate it. So this guy can't be left without the ability to get married. Everyone has a mitzvah to populate the world, and we have to allow him to populate the world. Why doesn't the Gemara quote the more obvious pasuk? So Tosfos asks this question. Tosfos says, because L'shevis Yitzara is something that's not only a mitzvah on a Jew, it's something that's a mitzvah on humanity. And therefore, even the Tzad Eved Shevo is chayv in L'shevis Yitzara, whereas Puruvu would only be a chiyuv on the Jew Shabo, on his Jewish side of him. Fractosus weiter vechetzi shivcha vechetzi baschorim the lo kafros rabba the shachra eli mishum shenagu ba minik hefker had lo kafros mishum sheves to shema filk shtas baschorim lo tzchay mishum dlo mifka da periv rivia. Fractosus, why don't we force, let's say you have a chetzi shivcha and chetzi baschorim, it's a woman who's half shivcha and half baschorim, why don't we force the master to free her for the same reason of the sheves yitzara? The sheves yitzara is on all of humanity, it's on women as well. So why don't we force the master to free her in that case as well? The only reason we force the master, we happen to force the master to free her in that case, but only because we're afraid that people are going to disrespect her and treat her like a zona or whatever. So we're afraid of that. But for the reason of the sheves, we don't free her. Fractosus, why not? So Tosus says, because even if you free her, you don't know if you're going to solve the problem. Meaning, once you free the Eved, what happens to the Eved? He becomes a full-fledged Jew. If he's a full-fledged Jew, he's chayv in Puruvu. As someone who's personally chayv in Puruvu, he's going to get married and going to have children. He has to, right? He's chayv in Puruvu. So you're confident that by freeing him, you're going to fulfill the Sheves Yitzara. But by the Chatzi Shivcha Chatzi Baschorin, she's not personally going to be chayv in Puruvu even after you free her, because a woman's part from Puruvu. So since she's not going to personally be chayv in Puruvu, and the Sheves Yitzara is not really a mitzvah per se, it's more of an idea, right? It's not a personal mitzvah on anybody, so it's still likely that she might not get married, and you will have accomplished nothing by freeing her. So that's why Tosa says we don't say l'shevet yitzara. That's why Tosa says we wouldn't force by chatzi shiv chatzi baschorin. Then Tosa says another reason why we don't quote the pasuk of Puruvu, because says Tosa, he's pater from the mitzvah of Puruvu. Right now he's an anus, he's a chatzi avad chatzi ben charin, so he doesn't have a mitzvah puruvu. You only have a mitzvah puruvu when you're able to do it. So we pick a pasuk of l'sheves yitzar, which is about humanity in general, and the general goals and purpose of this world, instead of quoting the pasuk of puruvu, which is a specific mitzvah. And that's why we have l'sheves yitzar. Fine. So what do we do? Says so now that we're stuck, you can't. Basil's idea was not a good idea because he's going to be the guy's not going to be able to get married. We force the master to free him, and he writes, the Eved himself writes a shtar for the money that he owes the master for having to free him. And that was such a good etzah that Basil ultimately was moda to the Beis Shammai. So how's this a raya one way or the other? So says Rashi in the last skinny line, Taima de mipnei tikkun ha'olam, halav mishum piri v'rivya lo kaifinon lei, v'lo matzi eved l'meimar lei alkutz b'dam v'atein l'cha b'chalkecha. Why can't the Eved, what's the whole reason we forced the master to free him? Because of the Puruvu issue. Had it not been mishum piri v'rivya, what would we say? The Eved cannot go to the master and say, look, either you buy me out or I'll buy you out. You either buy the rest of me, or I'll buy myself out and I'll be a free man. He doesn't have the ability to do that. The only reason we force the master to free him is because of Puruvu. So you see, there's no such din of good or agud. So answers the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Shaini hacha, the agud iko, good leka. Over here it's different because you don't have the ability to go in both ways. He can't say the Eved can be Kona himself, but he can't tell the master, I want you to be Kona my other Chelek. Because right now, what is he? He's Chatzi Eved Kenani and Chatzi Jew. The only way you can acquire a Jew is L'Shei Shanim, is for 6 years. So what's the master going to do? Acquire half of him for 6 years? It's still not going to solve the problem, because in 6 years you're going to be invited back to the same problem. Right? So you never have such a thing where he's able to tell the master, buy me out. He can offer the master to buy himself out, that the Eved could buy himself out, but he can't offer the master to buy the rest of him and make him a full Eved. So since you don't have both options, that's where there's no din of good or agud. There's no din of good or agud if you can't present the guy with both possible options. The Tosos over here, Dibra Maskel Kofin, is a very chash v'mar makom. It's a very important Tosos. It deals with a lot of issues. First issue he deals with is regarding this issue of the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, that we force the master to sell him. Why do we force the master to sell him? Why don't we just say, leave him as he is? And what's the problem? He's not allowed to marry somebody because there's a los haseh for ben chorin to marry a shivcha or whatever. So you're worried that since he's chatzi ben chorin, he's not allowed to marry somebody? That's a los haseh. Puruvu is a mitzvah haseh. We have a rule in halacha, haseh docha los haseh. So leave it as is and let him get married. Yes, it's an Avera, but the Avera is Nidcha because of the mitzvah Saseh of Puruvu. So why can't you let him get married and have children as is? Why do you have to force anybody to free him? So Tosfos gives four answers to this question. Number one, he says that the be'in of the me'akralav lo mekayim asay, that you're not, that in order for asay do chalos asay to work, at the very moment where you're violating the law, there has to already be the kiyum ha'asay. But Tosfos says over here it doesn't work that way, because as soon as you begin the bia, you've already violated the law. The mitzvah saseh is only accomplished at the end of the bia. Once there's full penetration, that's where the mitzvah saseh is accomplished. So since it's not be'idna, it's not simultaneous, mainly you're not going to say aseh do chalos saseh. Minchas chinuch in mitzvah aleph rejects this idea of Tosfos. You mekayim mitzvah of puravu. You mekayim mitzvah of puravu when you have a gemar bia. That's not when you mekayim mitzvah of puravu. You mekayim mitzvah of puravu when you have children. When you have, namely, one son and one daughter. You mekayim mitzvah of puravu. So how can you say that at the gemar bia you mekayim mitzvah of puravu? Minchas chinuch suggests that the svara is that the idea is that puravu is a unique mitzvah. Normally, when you do a ma'isa mitzvah, the kiyuma mitzvah comes at the very same time. Normally, when you pick up lulav and esrog, that's the ma'isa mitzvah. It's also the kiyuma mitzvah. When it comes to puravu, the ma'isa mitzvah might be the bia, but the kiyuma mitzvah is only once you have children, once you have a son and a daughter. And that's why we have such an idea that if a person is megayer, has children, and then is megayer, that he's mekayim the mitzvah of puravu. He did the mitzvah when he was patur. He did the mitzvah when he was a guy. What do you mean he's mekayim mitzvah puravu? If you eat matzah, the Minchas Chinuch quotes, if you eat matzah when you're kafu shade, when you're a shota or whatever, and you aren't chayv in mitzvah matzah, and then you come to and you become normal again, you have to go and eat matzah again. So how can we say that you're mekayim mitzvah puravu if you had children? Biggie you so? So says Minchas Chinuch very pashut. The mitzvah is not the birth. The mitzvah is not even the bia. The mitzvah is not the bia. Not even the birth. The mitzvah is having children. It's the status of having children. Every moment that one has children, they're mekayim a mitzvah. And he says he rejects this idea of Tosfos, that the mitzvah is at the gemar bia. That's not how it works when it comes to the mitzvah of puravu. Anyway, that's one answer of Tosfos. Tosfos says, weiter, besides for the fact that yes, maybe from his perspective, it's asei do chalos asei, but there's got to be a woman willing to marry him. And for the woman, it's us to marry him. So from her perspective, she has no mitzvah saseh. Why would she marry him? So that's why you can't just say, aseh do chalos aseh. And even if she were mechuyav in puravu, even if she were to have a mitzvah puravu, she doesn't have to do it with him. She could have chosen somebody else who won't pose any problem to her. And also, it's possible to avoid violating the law entirely just by forcing the master to free him. So those are the four answers to Tosfos' first question. Okay, we're not going to have time to do the rest of Tosfos, but there are some very, very important ideas in that Tosfos. It's very chashuv of Tosfos. Okay, let's go weiter, I guess. Tashma weiter raya. The Gemara brings another raya regarding this issue of good or all good. Shnei achin, echol ani ve'echol ashi, v'niach le'navi en merchatz be'sabad. If you have two brothers, one of them is poor, one of them is rich, and the father leaves them a merchatz and be'sabad, a bathhouse or an olive press, now, if it's the type of investments, the type of thing that you use for a business, you rent out the olive press to people who produce oil, and they pay you a rental fee or whatever. So that's what it's meant to be used for. So you can do that and split the profits of the business. That's perfectly fine. Even though one of the brothers is rich, one of them is poor, they both enjoy the profits of the business. Now, Tosfos on Amud Beis, it's a misplaced Tosfos on Amud Beis, points out, Lav Dafka Asah on the Schar. It doesn't have to be that it was made to profit from. Even if it wasn't made to profit from, it just happens to be that you're able to profit from it by renting it out. So they can rent it out and they can split the profits. However, Asah on the Atzmo, if it's something that you're not able to profit from as when you run it as a business, you have to, it's meant to be made for personal use. It's not a commercial endeavor. It's something that's supposed to be used personally for making your own personal oil, a merchatz that's used for your own personal family or whatever. Sahare Ashir Omer La'ani, then the Ashir can say to the Ani, Kach lucha avadim v'yirchatzu b'merchatz. Why don't you go get yourself some avadim who are able to work the merchatz for you? Kach lucha zesum v'aseh b'beis abad. Why don't you get yourself some olives and go use the olive press? Meaning the point is, the Ani is unable to do that because he doesn't have any money. But the Ashir can say, look, that's the way we're dividing it. You go and use it. If you don't have the money to run it, so you don't have the ability to use it, it's not my problem. So says Rashi, what's the Rai over here? Why can't the Ani just tell the Ashir, buy me out, or I'll buy you out, right? So you have to Good or agud. So you see, there's no din of good or agud. So answers more no. Hasunami gudika agud leka. No, the reason there's no good or agud over there is because the ani can't say I'll buy you out. The ani doesn't have any money. He could say you buy me out, but unless he's able to offer both options of buy me out or I will buy you out, then there's not going to be din of good or agud. Even though generally the din of good or agud is true. Tashma third raya. Kol shilu yichali kishma alav cholkin. Anything you can divide and it's still called by its original name, you one guy can force the other guy to divide. Vimlav malinos. And if not, they do good or agud. So don't you see that there is a din of good or agud? Right? If it's not something that's dividable easily, so one guy can tell the other guy, buy me out or I'll buy you out. So the answer is Gemara Tanayhi. It's in fact a machlokas Tanayim. Ditanya tala tashir vani pachos shomun lo. Let's say you have a field, a chatzah that has 7 amos in it. So it's less b'din chalukah, because you can't, if you split it evenly, they're not going to get 4 amos each. What if one of the guys says, I'll take 3, you take 4? So now it's yesh b'din chalukah as far as you're concerned, because you're getting 4 amos in the chatzer. So do we listen to him? So the Tanakhama says, yeah, why not? Shomalo. Rishu Gamliel Omer ain't Shomalo. Rishu Gamliel says, no, we don't listen to him. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilem k'titani ma'itam Rishu Gamliel. Why wouldn't we listen to him? It sounds very fair. He's telling the guy, as far as you're concerned, it's going to be a chatzer sheyesh b'din chalukah, because you're getting the full 4 amos. Elav chisur mechzer v'achik kamar. Now this is what it must be. Tala tashir v'ani pachal Shomalo. Tanakhama says, of course we listen to him when he says, you take 4 amos, I'll take 3. And we even listen, and we also listen to him when he says, good awagud. Rishu Gamliel says, no, we don't listen to good awagud. So you see that it's a machlokas tanaim regarding whether there's a din of good awagud or not. Says Gemara, no, that's not the case at all. It's not talking about good or well good. Li'olam k'diktani. It was talking about what we thought it was talking about. Where one guy tells the other guy, you take 4 amos, I'll take 3 amos. I, the common right time is Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the svar from Rav Shimon Gamliel that we don't listen to him? Very simple. Mishum damalei id b'dami, lesli dami l'metanach. If you want me to take a larger portion because you want me to pay for the fact that I'm getting a little more than you are, you want me to compensate you for that, I don't have money, I don't want to pay you for the larger portion, for the 4 amos to your 3 amos. B'matani, b'matana, lo nichali, d'chsev b'sani matana sichya. And if you're going to tell me that you're not making me pay for my larger portion, and you're just giving it to me as a matana, I don't need your gifts. It's not good to take gifts from people. I have a policy. I don't take gifts from people. So no, thank you. I'm not going to take it as a gift. Rav Yehuda's statement is really Shmuel. It was really confirmed by Shmuel. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. You're not allowed to, even if both guys want to divide a safer Kodesh. They're not allowed to divide it, even if they're both interested. Shmuel says it's only if it's all in one scroll. But if it's 2 scrolls, they can divide it. If you hold that there's no din of good or agud, then even if it's 2 scrolls, why should they be able to divide it? Why should one guy be able to force the other guy to divide it? So Tirgumar of Shalman, Bishashneim Rotsim. Shalman said, no, we're not talking about one guy forcing the other guy in that case. That was talking about where they both wanted to. If they both want to divide it and it's 2 krichin, then they could divide it. Amr Amemer Hilksa is din of the good or agud. We paskin there is a din of good or agud. Amr Ravashal Amemer Hadar Rav Nachman Mai. Amr Le Lo Shmieli Kolam Lo Shmieli. What do you say about Rav Nachman who holds there's no din of good or agud? He says I disagree. So Frankly Mar Velo, you don't hold of Rav Nachman. Rav Barchin of Rav Dim Barchin of Shavuklu Avu Atarti Amhasa Chad Yada Afyo Veshuli Chad Yada Pilcha Venavla. There were these brothers who their father left them 2 maids, and each maid had a different skill set. One of them was very good in the kitchen. The other one was very good with sewing and things like that. And Rav said, "There's no din of good or agud." So don't you see? You hold there's no din of good or agud. No, shiny hasam. Neither wanted. They both needed both services. So if you were to divide by saying you take one of these maids and I'll take the other one, that's not good or agud. But isn't Kisvei HaKadosh something that they both need, both of them? And still you see that you're able to force the other guy to divide, so you see there is a din of good or agud. Says Gemara, HaTigrim Rav Shalman, Kishar Ratzu. Rav Shalman explained, now that was talking about a case when Shnehem Ratzu, when they both wanted to divide the Kisvei HaKadosh, but if they didn't both want to divide, then Ein Achinami. There would not be a din of good or agud, a din of chalukah over there. There's only only din chalukah because they both want to divide. So that's going to lead the Gemara into a whole discussion about Tanakh. Because we mentioned dividing Sefer Kodesh, so we're going to get into a whole discussion about Tanakh. As Hashem tomorrow.